Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Patty Rising in our KCBS San Francisco studios. Jeff Bell in his home studio in Marin.
California is marking a grim milestone today with its deadliest day yet of the COVID-19 pandemic. KCBS political reporter Doug Sovereign's Governor Newsom also made some more moves today on the coronavirus financial front.
A record 115 Californians died of COVID-19 over 24 hours in the state's latest official one-day count, making Wednesday the state's deadliest day yet, said a somber Governor Newsom at his daily briefing.
It's also a reminder, we're not out of the woods yet. I know there's deep desire. People are making calls on an hourly basis saying it's time to open back up. Consider the deadliest day in the state of California in the last 24 hours.
Newsom is encouraged by a drop in not only hospitalizations and ICU cases, but the number of patients under investigation for the virus, signs that the shelter-in-place measures are helping to flatten the curve. As the economic impact mounts, the governor signed an executive order to keep debt collectors from garnishing people's stimulus checks except to pay alimony or child support, and he announced a deal with 21 of the 24 largest student loan servicing companies to give people 90 days forbearance on what they owe.
No burden now placed on them over the next 90 days, no impact to their credit rating, no late fees or fines, and actual support in terms of getting new payment plans in place.
The governor also said President Trump made good on his promise to send testing swabs. 90,000 of the 100,000 he pledged have already arrived. 250,000 more are coming next week. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
Commercial fishermen already struggling with supply chain problems are now being told to pull up their crab nets. As KCBS's Kathy Novak reports, the season will close in mid-May.
The state has ordered the Dungeness crab fishery to close on May 15th, saying it provides additional time on the water while balancing the need to protect whales and turtles. San Francisco Community Fishing Association President Larry Collins says the season used to go to the end of June until whales started getting tangled in crab nets in 2015 when sea temperatures were unusually warm.
And now we're back to normal water temperatures with, 52, 50. And when the water's cold like that, everything's hunky-dory out there and the whales are top of their behavior and they don't get tangled up.
The California Coast Crab Association said in a statement, the quote, imagined whale crisis pales in comparison to the reality of COVID-19, which makes our crab fishery more vital now than ever. Though Larry Collins is disappointed, he says what we eat is seasonal. So if people want to support local fishermen,
what they should be doing is getting ready to switch from crab to California king salmon.
Ask for some at the grocery store or farmer's market in early May. Kathy Novak, KCBS.
BART is getting $250 million in emergency federal aid to help stabilize its budget as a result of the pandemic. But as KCBS's Carrie Hudasek reports, the agency could still struggle to make ends meet.
Even with $250 million in federal funds, BART is projecting an estimated shortfall of more than $40 million by the end of the year. Since the outbreak, the agency has spent well over $1 million alone on personal protective equipment to keep their employees safe on the job. BART Assistant General Manager Pam Herhold.
I think about $1.5 million to date with more invoices coming in, but we are expecting other non-labor items to come in well below budget.
As of this week, BART has only served about 6% of its regular ridership due to the shelter-in-place order. And with that ridership plunging dramatically, their fare revenue is falling at a rate of about $9 million a week. That's why Herhold says they need to continue to hold down every single expense to stabilize next year's budget.
Although we have this federal emergency funding to help us close this gap, what we really need to keep our eye on is how much can we bring forward into fiscal year 21 to help us balance that budget.
Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.
Another major freeway project is set to get underway tonight. KCBS's Megan Goldsby joining us from San Francisco with more.
And Jeff, they are getting ready. There is a whole lot of construction equipment on the side of the 101 right now. If you drive north 101 towards San Francisco, you're going to see it on the left. There's a parking lot right after the Candlestick exit. It's been steadily filling up with giant construction trucks. Now, Caltrans wants to have everything in place when this massive project starts. It is starting overnight tonight. First at midnight, crews are going to be closing one lane of 101 north at 280, the Alamany Circle, and then early tomorrow morning, they're going to close that northbound lane 101 completely. This is all for the 101 Alamany project we've been telling you about here on KCBS. The replacement of a bridge that's cracked, the northbound detour will take you off at 280 ahead of the bridge. Southbound drivers, you'll get to stay on 101, but you may have some reduced lanes as this project goes ahead. Now, the giant project was expected to take place in July, but as we've been reporting on KCBS, crews did decide to move it up to take advantage of the fact that there are so few cars on the road right now. Once this construction does get underway tomorrow morning, they'll be at it 24 hours a day, using safety measures to keep everyone safe from the coronavirus, Caltrans assures us. Until the project is done, the goal, to finish by May 3rd. In 1 hour here on KCBS, we'll be hearing more from Caltrans about the specifics of this Alamany project. From San Francisco's Mission District, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Thank you, Megan. Google tapped its global supply chain to donate thousands of face shields to the Valley Medical Center Foundation in Santa Clara County. KCBS's Margie Schaefer reports that the face shields will be used at medical facilities throughout Silicon Valley.
Standing near a table of face shields in San Jose, CEO of the Valley Medical Center Foundation, Chris Wilder, said these shields will be distributed to health workers Silicon Valley-wide.
We're just thrilled that Google has partnered with us in not only donating 49,000 face shields, but actually manufacturing them.
Personal protective equipment has been in short supply because of the raw materials.
And in this case, it was the plastic. And Google was able to tap into their substantial supply chain to ensure they had enough of the plastic material that we needed to build these face shields.
Wilder said KLA is another company that has helped the foundation by tapping into supply chains to get things that are hard to find. Additionally, several tech companies have provided PPE and financial donations.
The money is extremely important, by the way, so that we can pivot and buy things as they become available.
Wilder says he's feeling optimistic, not only because Valley Medical Center in San Jose isn't full now, but also in observing the generosity. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.